Welcome into Cougar Sports on ESPN 960. I'm Ben Criddle, and I have a special guest in studio right now that I am very happy to interview. He's practically family as far as I'm concerned. Why? Because he is the brother-in-law of Chris Warner, my teammate, and also the younger brother of Nancy Warner. Zach Seljaas, the Gatorade Player of the Year here in the state of Utah. 6'8". I don't know how much you weigh right now, Zach, but you look very stout right now. And also, I have his father, Gary Seljaas, in studio. And guys, I'm happy to have you guys. Thank you so much for coming in and taking some time out of your day. First off, Zach, congratulations on another state championship. Tremendous stats individually, as well as just bringing your team to the championship game. That game winner. In the semi, I think it was a semifinal game, or was it the quarterfinals?
It was the first round.
Was that first round?
Yeah.
Okay, that still it was a heart stopper for me. I watched that on a Vine loop over and over again. But first off, Zach, how you doing? How does it feel to get done with your senior season and have that kind of in the rearview mirror?
It's bittersweet. You know, it's nice to have it over, get ready for BYU, but it's sad to have your high school season done.
Gary, you know, you've coached him, I think, from a young age now. You've watched him develop, and all the way to this culmination of being a state champion, also the Gatorade Player of the Year. Did you foresee any of this coming, or did this just come organically, and a lot of it's just his work ethic?
You know, he's never gone out and said that his purpose is to get individual awards. So it wasn't something that we sat and planned on. He's always wanted the state championship, and to get two of those was probably one of the biggest highlights that we have. So his focus was not individual in any way.
Well, you have two state championships, you know, to on your resume. Do you get rings for that here in the state of Utah? I think it's different for each state and each team, but have you guys received those state championship rings yet? And when you get your ring, Zach, will you post it on Instagram and or Twitter or whatever, whichever social media you have?
We get the rings, yeah, but I probably won't be posting it.
No, okay, so it's a private thing. You can't post it on social media. All right, I see how it is. No, I'm playing with it. You don't have to post it. A tremendous season. Let's talk about that game winner, right? It seems like you always came up big in critical situations. You have to have veins that are quite cold, man, just not to get into the moment, not let it take you over, not let the anxiety or the fear of failure, you know, grasp a hold of you, that courage to take that final shot. So let's talk about that game-winning shot. It was silky, it was smooth, elevated. Was that part of the game plan? Was that part of that play that you were supposed to take that shot?
Yeah, it was a part of the play. You know, coach designed it for a lot of different situations that we could have had, and just came down for me to shoot it, so it's pretty much the whole play.
and you knocked it down. It was awesome. What type of player are you, Zach? When you look at yourself in the mirror, when you watch yourself on film, how do you describe yourself to people?
I am a very team player. I'm not really one to go one-on-one with anyone. I'm very involved with the team and just shoot it when I can.
So you like to shoot when you're open? Do you like to create your own shot?
Kind of have to when I need to.
Yeah, whatever the occasion calls for. How's your defense? Do you enjoy playing defense? Do you like to block shots? I mean, where do you feel most comfortable? Do you feel comfortable as a shooting guard? Do you feel more comfortable in the paint, maybe posting up?
I'm comfortable wherever. You know, anything is good. You know, I love defense. It's fun to get stops and being able to get the momentum going on offense. So just anything to get us going and get wins.
Gary, did you play basketball growing up as well? Are you guys from the state of Utah? Did you guys grow up here?
Yeah, born and raised in Bountiful. I played at Bountiful High also. and then had the opportunity to play at BYU Hawaii, one of the greatest places on the face of the earth to play basketball.
Definitely. You know, one of my good friends growing up, he was actually older than me by 2 years. Kirk Bowden played there, and he had the time of his life. He was a three-point specialist, got recruited out of Mountain Ridge High School in Glendale. He wasn't a big name, but he was just kind of a three-point specialist guy, and he just had nothing but great things to say about BYU Hawaii.
Oh, it's a fabulous place. I mean, you get to go to the beach every day. We had the opportunity of playing against some of the best teams in the nation because teams would use it as a way to recruit players and say, look, we take a trip to Hawaii every year. So we'd play all the best teams. We played Duke. We played Illinois, Oklahoma State. So it was a great time.
Gary Selyus, as well as Zach Selyus here in studio, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You've committed to BYU. I see the Y on your shirt. It's a very nice polo, by the way. Nice golf shirt. Now, we'll have to see how your golf swing is here later on. But tell me about the recruiting process. You've had a slew of offers come in. You committed to BYU. What was it? How long has it been now since you committed to BYU?
It's been about a year and a half. It was August of
You committed a long time ago. I mean, you knew that BYU was the place for you, but why BYU? And talk about the recruiting process.
I chose BYU just because the fit. You know, I got recruited by him and on an unofficial visit. You know, Coach Rose took me in his office and offered me there. And I met all the players and watched their practice and saw the campus and everything, and I just loved it, every little bit about it, and loved the coaches, and I just knew it was right. So.
Did your sister influence you at all? I mean, she was a baller down there. She competed at a very high level down there. Did she influence you at all to commit to BYU?
Yeah, sort of. She kind of gave me what was going on, you know, kind of gave me the rundown of how BYU works and just got me more excited and just knew it was right.
I think you mentioned fit and the players that you were going to be surrounded by. Was there any players in particular that you felt like you just got along with well and you could see yourself playing with?
Yeah, there's a ton of them. You know, I saw Kyle, you know, watched him play and being able, I think we would fit perfect. And then I grew up watching Nick Emery, you know, just he's kind of been a person to kind of follow behind. And I thought playing with him would be perfect too.
Well, a cool stat that I learned recently once I found out that you had received the Gatorade Player of the Year here in the state of Utah. 8 out of the last 9 Gatorade Players of the Year have committed to Brigham Young University. The only guy that didn't was, I think, Jordan Loveridge. So they've all gone down there, and that includes guys like Kyle Collinsworth. That includes guys like Nick Emery. And the cool thing that I think about, I didn't know what the Gatorade Player of the Year really stood for. Well, it recognizes athletic excellence, obviously, but high standards of academic achievement and exemplary character demonstrated on and off the court. So I can see why you'd feel you know, comfortable around other Gatorade Players of the Year, and Kyle and Nick, etc. Also, I think if I remember correctly, I think Tyler Hawes was also Gatorade Player of the Year. So there's a tremendous amount of talent coming to BYU, and unfortunately they were knocked out of that play-in game. What did you think of the performance of BYU and what happened in that Ole Miss game?
I just, you know, they fought. You know, so in the second half they just couldn't hit shots, and it just kind of hurt out of the end, but they just kind of went the wrong way, but...
Do you like the run-and-gun feel, the entertaining style of BYU? I mean, even though they lost, I came away from that game, and I was like, you know, how could you not love BYU basketball if you watch it? Yeah, I know there's some defensive issues, and I'm sure, Zach, you're going to help out with that when you're able to play at BYU, but you came away extremely entertained, I imagine, and it's a brand of basketball that I think everyone in the nation likes to watch.
Yeah, most definitely.
No. Gary, what do you think about the style of play that BYU basketball encompasses and represents?
Well, I love the way that it does fit Zach's game. He's one that does like to shoot, but he loves to create for somebody else as well. And Coach Rose trusts his players. He teaches them and then empowers them to go out and do the job that they were taught to do. And it shows by the numbers that they put up, And it shows by the way that they produce for each other, and that's fantastic to see.
Mm-hmm. Zach, I always ask this question. Any mission plans? Are you going to attend BYU right away out of high school after you graduate?
Yeah, I'm going to go play down this next year, and then I'll go on a mission.
Awesome. Let's see. So this next year, there's a lot of competition at a couple different spots, but Tyler Hawes moves on. Do you look at yourself? I know you said you'd play any position available, but I'm always looking at who's rotating, who's going to be that shot maker. Would you like to be kind of like a Tyler Hawes, come off screens, move around a lot? You know, guys are going to get physical with you, but a guy that can just get open off the ball and take a lot of shots.
Oh, honestly, who wouldn't love that? Mm-hmm. But it'd be nice to be able to be recognized as that kind of player, you know, be able to be trusted like that. But it's just anything that'll help the team win is just great.
What do you need to work on this off season, in your opinion? So as you evaluate your game, your dribbles, your shot, your athleticism, defense, what is it that you feel is a weakness that you need to turn into a strength?
Honestly, just your strength in general, just being more physical, you know, it's a new level, and you got to work on everything else to get to that next level.
So who's a better basketball player, Nancy or Zach? You know, you can be honest. I mean, I know it gets competitive at the Celius family. Do you guys ever have, like, games of horse, 2-on-2, 3-on-3? Does Dad get involved? Dad, you know, go ahead and chime in here.
The most competitive one is probably Chris. So every time we get together on Sundays, Chris wants a game out of the driveway.
That's Chris Warner, the brother-in-law, former football player. And he always tends to get a little bit overly physical, right? Like, he wants to box people out, undercut you.
Well, we have another brother-in-law, Tyler, too. And they both very competitive when they get out on the court. So it's a lot of fun, you know, when they come up and get out there and play. And everybody gets out, and Nancy likes to jump in the game, too. And then she has a sister, Nicole, and she's about as physical as anybody in the family. So, you know, we've got a whole bunch of them that like to play.
So, Zach, and are you the youngest? Are you the baby? Yeah. So no more Celiuses? Mom and Dad, okay, we'll have grandchildren. So, I mean, you guys have already contributed at a very high level. My coach Bronco Mendenhall would say you've done enough for BYU, but we're excited to watch you play at the Mary Center. I just had a stat come out yesterday from Kyle Chilton. He's the SID of BYU. The Marriott Center and BYU fan base were number 9 in total attendance in the NCAA this year. So you're going to be playing in front of a lot of fans this next year. Does that get you nervous at all? I mean, we talked about your stone-cold veins being able to hit shots, but the bigger the crowd, do you find that you get nervous at all?
Not really. I don't know. Hopefully that's a good thing.
Oh, that's a great thing. It sounds like, you know, there's not a nervous bone in this guy's body, Gary. Is that how you were? You seem pretty relaxed and kind of just chilling and just taking it as it comes.
I think we've been fortunate because once the game starts, it kind of, that's the only focus there is. But he's always been that way from a young age, even when his older brother AC played. He thought he was supposed to be on the court at that time, and he was just in elementary school. So it doesn't faze him really that much.
Tell me about your thoughts on the annex, the practice facility right next to the Marriott Center. I don't know where you practiced before, where you grew up. Obviously, well, you grew up in Bountiful, but you're probably practicing at the local church most times. And I don't know if Gary had a key. Maybe he requested a calling so he could have one of those keys. And that's okay. That's okay. I think that's what Jim or Fredette's family did. But, you know, tell me about how the annex, how important it is to you as a player.
Well, I've only seen pictures of it, and I think it looks really awesome. That would be nice to have. And I think it would just be cool to kind of have it for basketball and be able to have that place where you can just go work out and practice.
Are you a gym rat? Would you define yourself as a gym rat, Zach? Like, you have trouble kind of getting out of the gym?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's a typical gym rat session for you, Zach? Like, what do you get in there, you get all laced up, you know, I don't know if you wear any ankle braces. I do because I roll my ankle so much. But what's a typical, like, gym rat session for you?
Go shoot, We go work on ball handling, work out, shoot again. No, anything you can do.
Is there like a certain amount of repetitions you like? I got to hit like 400 shots before I leave, or I have to hit from these spots today. Do you find like you have like any regime there?
Well, yeah, there's always a routine that you have to go through.
Was that imposed by dad? Was that coaches along the way?
A little bit by dad.
What was your routine growing up, Gary? And when you were at BYU Hawaii, did you have a certain thing that you did when you got into the gym? And did you consider yourself a gym rat?
I was growing up. A friend of mine and I would be at the church house. We'd go summertimes 8 hours a day. We'd be playing in there. But I've always focused on makes, and we've always set a goal. So I coach at the high school as well. And we put a challenge out to our players at the end of every season is to make 35,000 shots before the next year. And Zach's taken that to another level where he'll do over 100,000 makes each summer. And so that kind of where he gears his workouts when he goes in is his focus is on the makes.
100,000 shots. Wow. At least 35,000. What's interesting about that, so my uncle, Minor Webster, he's won like 10 state championships down in Arizona, 5A women's basketball, Gilbert Highland. And the homework every single night is at least make 300 shots a night. And I don't know what that equates to, I guess, in a year, but I imagine it's somewhere around there, like if you're hitting that many. But it really comes down to just how many makes. Travis Hansen jumped on our airwaves and we talked about how can Kyle Collinsworth become an NBA player. He's like, he's got to hit, you know, this amount of shots, like 300 shots a day or at least 35,000. It was somewhere around 30,000 shots in a summer. It really has everything to do with makes.
Well, it's the practice that gets you better, but it's the perfect practice that gets you to where you want to be. And it's the discipline to go in and do it over and over again. That's something Zach developed as a young age, is the discipline to go in and warm up properly, and then the discipline to take the shots that you need to take. And we have so many kids nowadays that want to go in and just start chucking up threes. Takes the form and the discipline out of everything they do. So that's a big part of it, is repetitions and discipline.
I imagine you want to come in to BYU and you want to play. You're a competitor, right? You think you're a good basketball player. You're a good team player. And I got to ask Gary, I mean, you're a basketball guru. You've been coached for a long time. You played the game. In your opinion, what does Zach need to do in order to compete at that next level? What does he need to do this offseason to really hone and refine his skills?
Well, the first thing he's got to do is get in the weight room. And 2 days after we won the state championship, he was chomping at the bit. I told him, we got to shut you down for a little bit. And he said,
yeah, yeah.
No, he wanted in the weight room.
Sounds like a story of Tyler Haws. Tyler Haws had to be shut down this last summer because he was working too much.
Well, absolutely. And it's a whole nother level. You've got to be much stronger, more physical. You got to have that muscular endurance to get through the season. So that's a big part of it. Work on coming off the picks and hitting the jump shot. And he works on that continually. But it's just kind of refining all the skills to get there. But his first and foremost thing is he wants to be a great teammate. He wants to contribute to the team and find out where that's at.
What does Coach Rose and the rest of the coaching staff say? Like, what would they like to see him do this offseason? Because I think it's imperative as a coaching staff to have a vision of how you want to utilize the talents that you've recruited. And it's not to say that you don't see more development and you reevaluate constantly, but what vision have they given Zach and yourself as to how they're going to utilize Zach?
Well, they definitely see him as a shooter, and he's proven that throughout his career. He can score. They like the fact that he can handle the ball at 6'8", and he played point guard for us this year. So he can.
Yeah, I saw those assists per game, also the rebounds per game. We might have another Mr. Triple-Double coming up here pretty soon.
Well, if that's what it takes to win games, he's there to do it. But that's, you know, they want him to focus there, and that's a big part of it. And then defense. And, you know, we've always had a defensive mentality at Bountiful, and hopefully he can bring that to part of his game down at BYU.
Well, I'm sure he will. Zach, I'm looking forward to watching your development. I think you're going to be you're a rising star, and I think you will be a star at BYU. If you ever need anything from us here at ESPN 960, please let us know. But we appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes. If you want to come out here and hit some golf balls or something, you guys give me a holler. You guys can come out here anytime here at Thanksgiving Point. And good luck this offseason. Stay healthy, and good luck in all you do, Zach.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. You've been listening to Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.